When you lift a seared piece of chicken or steak out of a hot pan, you are leaving the better half of dinner behind. The dark, sticky, almost burnt patches welded to the metal, what French cooks call the fond, literally the bottom or the base, are not residue to be scrubbed off. They are concentrated flavor in solid form. Technically, the fond is a Maillard product layer welded to a thin film of caramelized juice. The same chain of browning reactions described in The Maillard Reaction Explained, but driven to its sticky endpoint and then fused to iron or steel by the last seconds of the sear. To leave the pan in the sink soaking is to throw away the most expensive ingredient on the stove. To turn it into a sauce takes about 2 minutes. The technique has a name in French classical cookery, déglacé to déglaze, and it works the same way every time. The protein comes out of the pan to rest. The pan stays on medium heat. A splash of cold liquid hits the hot fond. The temperature drop fractures the welded surface, and a wooden spoon or spatula scrapes it free. The liquid does two jobs at once. It dissolves what the heat fused, and it becomes the body of the sauce. The choice of liquid is mostly preference, but each has a chemistry of its own. Wine, red or white, anything you would drink, brings acid and alcohol. The acid balances the savory weight of the meat, and the alcohol carries volatile aroma compounds up into the nose. Stock brings umami and water, deepening the meat flavor without redirecting it. Even plain water works in a pinch. It lacks character of its own, but it still dissolves the fond and gives you something to reduce. The classical proportion is roughly half a cup of liquid for a single pan of protein. But the only quantity that matters is enough to cover the bottom and let you scrape. Once the fond is dissolved and the pan looks roughly the color of weak coffee, you reduce. Bring the liquid to a fast simmer and let it boil down by about half, or until it visibly coats the back of the spoon, rather than running off it. This is the step most home cooks skip, and it is the step that separates a watery jus from a sauce. Reduction does not intensify flavor by magic. It simply removes water, leaving the same number of flavor molecules in a smaller volume. A tablespoon of reduced pan liquid contains more dissolved Maillard compounds, more umami, more aroma per square millimeter of tongue than half a cup of the unreduced version. The sauce thickens slightly as it loses water, but the real thickening happens next. Take the pan off the heat. Drop in a tablespoon or two of cold butter, cubed. Swirl the pan or whisk gently until the butter melts into the reduced liquid and the sauce turns glossy and slightly viscous. This is what French cooks call monter au beurre. And it is the small technique that makes the difference between a sauce that looks homemade and one that looks restaurant. The mechanism is an emulsion. The cold butter, added off heat, releases its fat slowly enough that the water-fat boundary stabilizes rather than breaking. The sauce becomes silky, slightly cloudy, and visibly thicker. If you add the butter to a boiling pan, it will simply melt and pool as oil on top, and you will lose the effect entirely. Off heat, gently, is the whole rule. A torn fresh herb, tarragon for chicken, thyme for steak, parsley for almost anything, can go in at the same moment for aroma. The residual warmth will release the volatile oils without cooking the herb to dullness. There are several views on whether any of this matters. French classical sauce making treats the pan sauce as foundational. It is taught in the first week of culinary school, and the great mother sauces are extrapolations of the same logic at larger scale. Modern home cooking, especially in the United States, has largely skipped it. The pan goes into the sink, the meat goes onto the plate, and a bottled sauce or a squirt of lemon does the work that 2 minutes of deglazing would have done better. My view is that the meat without the pan sauce is incomplete. The protein and the fond are halves of one event. Separating them is like serving the loaf without the crust. The pan was telling you what to do, in the language of stuck-on brown bits. And the only correct response is to listen for 2 minutes before you wash it. The technique is portable across every seared protein. Chicken thighs, steak, pork chops, duck breast, a fillet of firm fish, even a thick slice of mushroom or tofu seared hard enough to fond. The steps do not change. Liquid in, scrape, reduce, butter off heat. The same logic appears in Japanese kitchens, where a hot teppan or a cast iron pan used for yakiniku is often finished with a splash of sake or mirin. The alcohol burns off, the sugars in the mirin caramelize against the residue, and the resulting glaze is poured back over the meat. The vocabulary is different, and the seasoning is different, but the chemistry is identical. A pan with fond on it is asking to be deglazed, whether the language on the stove is French or Japanese. The reason this technique earns the 2 minutes it costs is the same reason resting earns its 10, covered in The Science of Resting Meat. Both are corrections that happen after the heat is off, and both make the difference between food that is technically cooked and food that is actually finished. The pan sauce belongs in that same category, not a flourish, not optional restaurant theater, but the closing sentence of the cooking. Without it, the meat reads as a draft.